bar, smoke burner, turn the fires off. Higher riser, these guys are knee sizer. Please revise your prioritized lines for a corporate atmospheric prize. Fill the files with really lost souls, lords of the flies. Buzz by, trust us not to try too hard. We start with finishings for carpenters. With too much time on our hands, we build the mountains. Flood the fountains with the youth. Drown the disbelievers and doubters with our brand new version of the truth. Grand perversion, a distraction, this diversion, call to action. Man, the curtains pulling back, we'll start the house of cards to stack. Give your other hand a smack, do it again and learn to clap. Increase the tempo, see it's simple, not at all an evil trap. Feel emotions flooding forth from somewhere in your wellspring's course. And of course, the horse is blinded by the apple cut in force. By the apple in its eye, dangled carrots flying by. So cleverly short-sighted visions promising the life you always hoped for. Leisure style and scented soaps and lounging back. No need to try to even learn how to float. But if I'm a swimmer, I'm a sinner. Skin my innards out of protection. I can read your words in textbooks. I'll decide my manic lesson. If I'm ingesting what you're cooking without looking, I plan for poison. Iocane, I bet my life on it. Inconceivable, the notion. We receive a powder pack and set the bomb squad dogs in motion. Cry havoc, but don't let the dogs of war lose their footing and slip yelping into the ocean. Are we helping here by watching the massive destruction and losses of function? Shouldn't we be lending a hand to help a man stand up and brush off the late luncheon? If it's a food fight, then we might think of all the thousands without a drop to drink, much less the barrel full of excess food to leave the rotten piles without stopping to think. But I'll stop with that man, flipping the bird pompously to a street urchin, looking for the meaning of life less than hoping there's a scrap of food somewhere in the area he's searching, hoping to taste that crumb of humanity and possibility before he feels the weakening of his body tipping and lurching. Over into the street to be looked at with disgust by those that don't need to eat but still they purchase. How sad they think that we have to bear witness to such a wretched version of a person, then return home to swim like a McDuck through a pile of money and revel in all their prosperity and learning. But what have we learned here, little children, that the biggest mouth eats the most, and the meek inherit a world filled with greed and ambitious ghosts. So here's a toast.